Hi, and welcome back, everybody, to Plugged Into. We're really excited to be back with another episode, but more excited to be back with another series, our fourth series, and this time we're coming back with the Insider series. Now, the Insider series is quite exciting because we get to basically say a little bit about what we've learned working with different artists, and hopefully we can relate a little bit more to the struggles and the strains that obviously that an artist goes through, and we're trying to bring that bit of realism back so that you can also be prepared and be able to see yourself within different artists that are within our community. Now, one of the biggest things that starts cropping up as lockdown is now lifting in the UK, we are seeing a lot of people go back to jobs and go back to offices, which means that there's less time to work on a side hustle that you might be building an income towards as an artist. Now, one of my biggest pleasures is obviously helping artists get to a sustainable income. But more importantly, as an artist, you really want to take a look and see what it is that you have already achieved so far and really root out a nice roadmap to get you to that sustainable income. Now, I know that's really hard in your day to day, and you might be listening to this thinking, well, I'm at work. What can I do now? So what I want you to do is actually just do a mental exercise and do a mental check-in with yourself to, first of all, lower a bit of anxiety around everything that's going on, because I know that it can be really hard and distracting, taking away some of that energy that you're supposed to be putting towards a creative project and actually melding it into your day-to-day jobs and so on. So the first thing that we're going to do is really try to find some sense of calm. Find a place where you can just really relax your mind just a little bit. Now, for this mental check-in, we really want to do a bit of a boost and reflect on some of the good things that have already been achieved by yourself. So I want you to pick three things, and you can pause this and have a think about perhaps what those three things could be. They can be anything from just something that could be really small or something that you're really, really proud of, and it took a lot of time and energy. Now, the next thing that I want you to do is really have a think about something that you can or you have done today to help you progress in your music, or that has been music related. Great. Now, the last thing that we need to do is actually take a look and see what you want to get to. So start rehashing some of those values and things that have defined you by thinking about three things in the future that you want to aim towards. This can be in the near future, say a week, or it could be in a month. But ideally, we really want to be looking towards that key goal. And this is where a lot of artists really fall down. So I want you to be as specific as possible. What are the three things that you can really, really aim towards? Great. If you haven't completed any of those three steps, then feel free to pause this and rewind it as well. If you are a hypertribe as well, we will work with you on your one-to-ones if you are having a little bit of anxiety, and also you really want to plot out that roadmap to get you to those things. But I hope that from this episode, you can take away things that really can inspire you that you've already done. Something today that you can work towards, even if it's just small. You have to make those small steps to build up to a really big step. And the last thing is to actually, we wanted to reestablish your vision and your goal and your aims today so that you have a really nice path that you can head towards. So we hope that that is a good mental check-in for you. Feel free to redo this and also write these things out. You can do this every single day if you wish, and actually just ask yourself those three questions. What are three things that I'm proud of? What is one thing that I've done today? And what are the three things that I'm aiming towards in the future? It just helps you reinstate those values and it reinstates those goals, which makes you subconsciously work towards them regardless. It's really important that although everybody I know has to work to live, you really, really take the initiative to carve out some time every single day to make sure that you're working on the things that you really dream and you love. If you want to find out a little bit more about Hypertribe as well, feel free to head over to our website. We've got a really nice new branding look, and we've got some really nice goals and pieces of content as well on there to help you in terms of engagement with your fans. So check that out and feel free to also let us know that you've been listening. We'll be posting on our Instagram as well a little bit about mental check-ins, so feel free to check that out. My name's Kimmy Dixon. I'm the founder of Hypertribe. And until next week, take care and stay safe.